But he's faking, says one, this trembling and weakness. And don't you fear that a lightning bolt from heaven ignited by this statement might strike you down? You, I say, who stuffs and overindulges yourself, extending your drinking into the late night and wrapping yourself in plush blankets, you don't consider yourself to be judgment-worthy for misusing God's gift so recklessly. Yet, from the poor, the miserable, from those who are barely alive, from these you demand strict accounts, and do you not fear Christ's judgment seat, so full of dread and horror? Why, if he is indeed pretending, he does it out of necessity and need, due to your harshness and lack of compassion, making it necessary for him to create such facades, and rejecting any propensity towards mercy. For who is so desperate and miserable as to choose such humiliation, and to mourn himself, and tolerate such cruel punishment without urgent need for a piece of bread? Thus this pretense of his serves as a proclamation of your lack of humanity. For even after begging, pleading, lamenting, crying, and being on the move all day, he cannot even secure the basic food. Perhaps this is the only strategy he found feasible, the disgrace and blame of which falls not so much on himself as on you. He deserves pity because he has fallen into such extremities of need, but we deserve countless punishments because we force the poor to endure such trials. For if we were just a little more sympathetic, he would never have had to make such a choice.